Just back from his six-day tour of South Asia, President Bush was up early today asking Congress to grant him line-item veto power over federal spending. It's a power most governors have and one that presidents have sought for generations. But the only time Congress has been willing to go along, the Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional. Here's a bit about what President Bush said today.
By passing this version of the line-item veto, the administration will work with the Congress to reduce wasteful spending, reduce the budget deficit, and ensure that taxpayer dollars are spent wisely.
And joining us to talk about this issue and how it may figure into current thinking in Washington is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, first off, it strikes some people as odd that the president would ask for this veto when he's actually never used the veto power he has.
Yes, it may indeed, Madeline. President Bush is in his sixth year in the White House without a veto. The last president to go even 4 years without one was John Quincy Adams in the 1820s. Of course, the president has had a friendly Congress through most of that time, and he's been able to negotiate to get what he wants. And he's occasionally threatened to veto things, and that's given him more leverage. But the line item veto is different in that he can cut out what he doesn't like and let the rest of the bill go by. So it would allow him to edit what Congress passes and then sign it into law without further negotiations with Congress.
So the line item veto may be used more than the overall veto, but haven't we been down this road before?
Oh, many times. It goes back to Ulysses S. Grant, I think, was the first president who tried to get it. It really tips the nostalgia meter, too, for people who came to Washington in the Ronald Reagan era. This was a staple of the Reagan program, and even as he proposed budgets with the biggest peacetime deficits ever, he was always asking for a line item veto. And it was his way of saying he could balance the budget with the right tools. But, of course, the Congress wouldn't give it to him in the 1980s.
But then Congress did pass the line item veto in the 1990s when the Republicans were in charge and, ironically, giving the power to a Democrat, Bill Clinton.
Yes, and for a couple of years he was actually able to use the species, really, of line item veto that Congress gave him. Congress stopped liking it quite so much. They gave it to him in 96 when they were hoping the next president would be a Republican. And then, of course, the people who didn't like the line item veto challenged it. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court saw it as infringing on the power of the purse that the Constitution had given to Congress. And so by a 6-3 margin, they struck that down, and the idea has pretty much languished since it was done in 1998.
Now, Ron, I understand that President Bush says he can structure a line item veto that would actually pass muster with the Supreme Court.
Yes, and I suppose we have to say that that's possible, but we'll have to see the language. It could also be that the president's just hoping to have structured a more friendly Supreme Court. But right now, we don't know how the two new justices, Roberts and Alito, would vote. And right now, we're down one on either side of that 6-3 decision from 1998.
And what about Congress? Is it willing to go along?
This has not been a high item on the Hill agenda for some time. Right now, the concern in Congress is more about reasserting some of its own authority in relation to the White House on quite a few issues, taking back power, not giving the president more of their own.
So why is the president raising this issue now?
It's not really clear, other than to make the point that he would like to control spending better if he didn't have to worry about Congress. It's also true that this issue is popular among fiscal conservatives, who are a restless element in the president's base right now. The president is aware his poll numbers are at a low point, and he knows he slipped among Republicans in recent days. And this is one way to let him know he's got their interests at heart.
And quickly tell us a bit about the rest of the president's agenda this week.
Well, the rest of the week, he's going to Texas tomorrow to vote in the primary there, which means he's going to have to talk a little about Tom DeLay in all likelihood. Tom DeLay is battling for his political life in the primary there. And on Wednesday, he's going to the Gulf region to talk about Hurricane Katrina, and that's been a big vulnerability for him. He's going to get some more bruising there.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.